My name is Carrie Couch, and my title is Executive Director of the Sundry and District Historical Society and Museum.
Carrie, what recognition has the Sundry Museum received for its work over the past year?
Well, recently we received an award or a recognition of being the top participating community in the category of towns and rural areas for National Cultural Days. National Cultural Days is a collaboration that showcases the appreciation of local arts and culture.
So where did you guys rank nationally?
We ranked number 8, actually.
And what was the category?
It was top participating community in the category of towns and rural areas. So National Cultural Days hosted 4,000 Culture Day events across Canada, and the events hosted at the Sundry and District Museum on September 20th, 21st, and 22nd of 2024 gave Sundry this recognition.
Super. So what does that mean to the museum to receive that recognition for an event that obviously you guys did a great job on?
Well, I think it's very special, and we certainly feel honored to put Sundry on the map in this way, and we hope that it contributes to local tourism and awareness of our local rural museum. It showcases just the enthusiasm and dedication of our artists, our volunteers, and the event organizers, and I think that it also showcases just even nationally that enthusiasm of thousands of artists, volunteers, and organizers, and to be kind of singled out in that manner, it's an honor.
Yeah, for sure it is. Do you guys have an estimate on how many people attended that weekend and, you know, what you heard from them?
Yeah, so we had about 230 people attend, so not a huge attendance, but that is fairly big for our Cultural Days events. We've been hosting this annually, and our trajectory is in a positive momentum, so we're seeing growth in the programming. So our next upcoming event is Winterfest, which will be hosted here in February on the holiday Sunday and Monday, which I believe is February 16th and 17th. So that kicks off the new year. And then from there, we move into Indigenous Peoples Day, Multicultural Day, and of course the ever popular Canada Day here at the museum. That takes us through to July, and then we move into that national and provincial Alberta Culture Days, which we typically host around that September 20th time frame. And personally, I really like the Culture Days one. I think the museum's just at its peak just beauty within the village, and it's a nice wind down of the summer and kind of just a close off. We close our village that Thanksgiving long weekend, so it's just really nice, kind of a celebratory time, and the weather's usually great, and the museum just takes on a unique vibe for that particular event for sure.
Perfect. Well, congratulations again, Carrie, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much, Galen. I appreciate it.